Been great, seriously. I still think it was a trick ball. And he kept reaching his pocket and pulling out something else. Did you notice? I don't want to make an accusation, but I think it's accurate. It's so good to be here. It's so good to be anywhere at my age. I turned 77 years old in July. And understand, when I was diagnosed with a kidney disease in 1970, they gave me to age 40. So I messed up. I stayed longer. But I always get joking or tease about this. When I actually was diagnosed with medullary sponge kidney and some other little things, they said that normally the life expectancy is 40. Four doctors diagnosed me. All four doctors have died, and I'm not joking. So my suggestion is don't mess with me. You know, don't mess with me. But I love coming here. I love the Ray family. I really do. I love Erna Ray. Isn't she beautiful? I mean, she's like a little doll that walks around or something. You know, you are. You look beautiful. I'm going to put this down. I'm operating a little different in case you're probably noticing, and I apologize for that. I'm one of these people. I'm an accident ready to happen at any time. I was almost fearful what we were going to do this year. I didn't know because Loretta, they have brought us in on staves. They brought us in, in one Egyptian theme. Snakes around our boa constrictors, you know. And I mean, seriously, you don't know if you'll live to go back home, you know. And I'm teasing, but it's just been so exciting. Isn't this been a great meeting, though? I mean, I just can't get over it. I just can't wait for the next thing to happen. But I'm enjoying each thing that is happening. So I have a privilege of speaking on something that I love, and it's called soul winning. And it's being soul conscious. And I hope I can encourage you tonight is what I'd really like to do. I have to say one thing about Loretta. We're very similar, more than you realize. It's dangerous for us to be in the same meeting together. And poor Shelly, she's in the house with, she keeps saying, I love this. And I said, oh, we're crazy. But I love Loretta. But when she's telling these things about hormones and all this stuff, I remember when I went for a simple procedure, a little incision they made here. They said, just a little incision and then lower a little incision. We're going to take a little scope with a light on it, and we're going to go through where the Indian shot me, because that's what my dad told me, the naval. The Indian shot me. I don't know why he told me that. And then we're going to go a little further down. It's nothing. It's nothing. And I said, doctor, I'm not a negative. I'm really not a negative person. But whatever can happen does happen to me. I thought I'd warn you. And he just, oh, no. He's a German-Jewish doctor. He's died, too, now. Don't mess with me. And so we're going to look in, and I pictured romper room. Years ago, you're all probably too young for this. This teacher would have a little scope. She'd look through like a little light thing. And she'd, I see faith and charity. And I see, Verna, I don't really see faith and charity. And I'd move my chair or move around so she'd see JoJo. She never called me out. Never. But this one, they said they're doing a light. I pictured them going in there with a little light. When they went in with the little light, my ovary ruptured. I started hemorrhaging internally, just a little simple procedure. And I'll never forget, I could hear them talking. See, they didn't put me out very far because they wanted me to be just slightly, out. I could hear everything they were saying. I couldn't talk. I couldn't open my mouth and nothing. And I kept like a ventriloquist. As I heard the doctor, their husband, wife, the wife saying to the husband, who's an anesthesiologist, said, "We're losing her. We're losing her." And I'm going, ventriloquism, "Don't lose me. Don't lose me. Do something. Please don't lose me." And needless to say, I came back. And that day they brought me and they're taking me downstairs. I don't think it was the morgue. I think it was just to my room. But I remember I was miserable and I'm thinking, what have they done? Because as I'm coming to, I felt like they left tools inside me. I really did. I'm not joking. And the nurse, she appeared very non-sympathetic in empathy. Just get on all fours and move over. I thought, you get over here and move over. I can't move over. I was there 5 days. Then the incision ruptured. And then I had a new nightgown on. A new nightgown. It was so pretty. I remember it. I was connected to all these machines and plugs and catheters. And I'm in the bed, and they said I can go home now. And my levels came up, my blood, and I'd lost a lot of blood and all. And I thought, oh, this is great. And so I remember, and I looked down, and where the little incision where the Indian shot me, it opened up. And with my heartbeat, it's pumping blood through my new nightgown. And all I can remember is that story, that little boy who saved Holland. Remember, he put his finger in the dike, and I'm like this. Oh, no. And I'm buzzing. I'm in an intensive care. It's now my, what do you call it, intermediate intensive care. I'm pushing the button for the nurse. No one's coming. So I thought, man, I got to do something. So I have all these bottles. I'm hooked up the catheter thing to my arm, and I'm holding my finger and grabbing the bottles. And hello, can someone help me? And the nurse came to the door, and she went, ah! And she took off. I went, so this doctor who would never smile, Dr. Jack Schwartz, he comes moving in with this little stick. What do you call it? A cauterizer. And he has it like this. He says, I'm going to take care of you. I said, what are you going to do with that? He said, I'm going to take this and place it where the Indian shot you. I said, I need to pray right now. I need to pray. He goes, what do you mean you need to pray? I said, I've got to. Let's pray. Dear Lord, if I live through this, I'm going to the Naval Academy and I'm coming after him. And all of a sudden, that I wanted to get him to smile. Now he's laughing with a stick. So I'm telling you, whatever can happen does to me. I promise you. The funniest thing, all because of Loretta, this hit me. So then my son goes to school at the junior high school. They took prayer requests. We didn't expect all this. Am I leaving? Am I done? Oh, if I need this. I had a little trouble this afternoon. Anyway, thank you so much. Do you have Pepsi or anything, too, I could have? Maybe a slice of pizza? And so here I am now. He's at school. I'm home now. Mr. Vogel, who was the principal then, he said, I need prayer requests. Well, Justin didn't know what happened to me, but he remembered the day before he was gutting frogs. So he said he was trying to, the dad said they had to do some surgery and mom. And he said, really? He said, I have a prayer request. He said, what is it? My mom had serious surgery. He said, what did they do? He said, they gutted her. They took everything. I was a walking miracle at the church when I came back, and everyone's, whoa. You know, I just, and then now with the knee, the kids don't all understand I just have little things that occur in my life, like double, what is it called, the back? Spine surgery. A hip replacement last year I had my hip replaced. I had the knee replaced. And now I'm having my other knee replaced on May the 13th. Write it down. Something's going to happen. That's all I can tell you. So my son, the little one, they said, pray that someone dies. This is his prayer request in Colorado. Please pray. My Nana has to have a hip, what do you call it? No? Transplant. She has to have a hip transplant, and they need for someone to die to give her a knee. I thought, my kids are so screwy Louie. I mean, like, no one dies. It's metal. So, but this is the other part of it. Just, I want to explain why I'm walking strange and look like I'm in pain. I was out shopping, not shoplifting. I was shopping at the grocery store, and I took one of the little carts. You know, the little small carts. Do you have them out here? The big grocery and the little one. I met a lady named Maria, and this is what I'm talking about, soul winning. And Maria is from another country, Poland. And when I go into places, I wish you could do the same. This isn't officer friendly. I just pray every day, God, put the very people in my path that I might help. If you were here, Lord, who would you help? Please use me. Please use me. And you all wanted to do the same thing. And I was going in the grocery store, Strachan Van Chels. There's many of them over in Cherryville. So I was in line, and I see this little sweet, short lady, and her name's Maria. They have their tag on. And I have a digital points. You know, so you get, like, points. You get money at the dollar off your milk, and I'm very careful about that. And so I put my name. I said, could you help me? Because now I have tremors. I go to the doctor and something new occurs all the time now. It's so special. They don't believe it's Parkinson's at this time, but they're calling it tremors. So I said, could you put my number in? Because I have a little hard time punching numbers in. And she said, oh, I will be so glad to. And she goes, oh, Jojo. Oh, what a cute, cute name. I said, thank you so much. And I always do this. I said, Maria, one of the greatest things you can ever know is down here. Oh. This is my little buddy, Catherine. She's been helping me all day. Oh, I'm getting all kinds of tracks. Thank you so much. By the way, you should have tracks in your seats right there. Quickly pass two to each person. Just pass them down. Just pass. So everyone has two gospel tracks from the church here. So this is our track. Our First Baptist Church, do you all have tracks in your, you should have them in your pews. There should be gospel tracks there. If you'll look there very quickly, there should be gospel tracks. Am I right? Cassidy, right? Cassidy? Okay, great. And we have more here if you didn't get. Everyone have two. We're going to do something. I'd like you to be a part of it. Everyone should have two tracks from here. Well, this is a track my husband designed, and it's a picture of my husband and I in the back. This is regarding soul winning. So on the back is a picture of Roy and Jojo Moffat advertising our The Friendly Couples class that we have, the Friendly Fellowship class. We have our picture in the back, and just like I did on the way coming here, I do it when I go to the grocery store. I give it at a famous place that I love to go. Does anybody know where I like coffee? Dunkin' Donut. And it's Dunkin' Donut, caramel with cream, with a little ice. Senior discount, please. They know my voice. I'm in there before 6 o'clock, 5 days a week. Do you want 3 munchkins glazed also? I said, I think so. Yes, thank you. Senior discount. Little ice. Always the same thing. They know it. My husband said, how did they know it? I said, they just guess well. He said, or the lady says, you're eating her all the time. I said, thank you. But I give these out to everybody. Everybody I meet at the airport coming here. I gave it to Richard. He pushed the wheelchair. I use a wheelchair because of the hard ground, and it hurts the back. And then when you sit down, you get blood clots and other things. So I'm careful. So he pushed the wheelchair. I went and bought lunch. I hadn't eaten anything, so I bought a sandwich. I said, Richard, may I treat you to a lunch? He goes, oh, no one's ever done this before. I said, I'd love to treat you. There are $3,000 for a sandwich, $400 for an iced tea. I'll pay it off in a matter of no time. I charge at Loretta's charge card. And, but I got it. And I was so cute. It was so much fun to do things for people. It's just fun. I don't look for a pat in the back. I just enjoy doing it. And I started talking to him. I said, Richard, I want you to have this. You live here in Chicago. I found out his name, what he does. Such a kind man. And I said, just picture my husband and I. I'd love you to come and visit. And I mean this. We do this. We'll come and pick you up. Come and eat with us for lunch. We'll take you back home. He said, would you really? I said, absolutely. I said, but Richard, this is big. This is our church, empty, because there's room for you. But you know what's most important? Inside, Richard, it tells you how you can know 100% for sure that when you die, you're going to heaven. He goes, you can know that? I said, absolutely. He said, I want to know. I was able to lead Richard to Christ at the airport. As he said, nobody's ever told me. Thank you for taking time, and thank you for lunch. I will come to your church. Ah, a gospel track. I give them wherever I go. I wish you would, too. Is it easy? No, because we think of ourselves. We're doing it to get people to heaven, to teach them how they can know 100% for sure when they die, they're going to heaven. Isn't that wonderful? I know it. Do you? February the 9th, 1966, beyond a shadow of a doubt. Strict Roman Catholic. I went to First Baptist Church for a year. I made a profession of faith, but I don't believe I meant it. If you're Roman Catholic, how many of you have been raised Roman Catholic? A lot. I get this all the time. Catholic? Yeah, prove it. I told the girls earlier when I was teaching them about, well, I'm losing my brain. It's coming on. Loretta said I look like a gypsy. Do I look like a gypsy? I'm supposed to look like a pirate girl. Shelly says I look like a pirate girl. Shelly fixed my hat and my hair. I'm a pirate girl. I'm not. Now I lost my train of thought because of Loretta. Not really. Help me. Boy, you're all listening. I wish I was with you. What? Catherine. Oh, Catherine, you are so good. She's been my loyal bodyguard. Who's going to bother me? You know, kick him in the leg. I can't. It doesn't work. You know? And so they'll say, tell me. Yeah, Catholic. Yeah, Catholic. I said, I was Roman Catholic. I went to Sacred Heart School. I went to, we went to Mass every day, 7 days a week. My brother's a graduate. Went to Notre Dame, graduated 50 years ago now. And I said, prove it. I said, say a prayer. I'll say, well, I know several, but Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. And are you Catholic? Been raised Catholic? Hail Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners now at the hour of our dying. Wait, Hail Mary, full of God, pray. How did I? Now I forgot it. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. They'll say, you're Catholic. And they let me talk to them. Whatever God has put in your path, use it for him. Use it for him. It's fun. It's fun to reach Catholics. So Richard got saved. Then I get on the plane and I have a new lady. She's from Ukraine. And she said, no one's ever talked to me about religion. And I said, let's talk. She said, okay. 4 hours and 10-minute flight. And we talked. I was going to rest a little bit. Rest? She said to me, I am born again. I asked Jesus to save me when I was 19 years old. It was so, we had more fun talking about the Lord. Then I get off the plane here in Sacramento, and I met, what did I say, lady's name? Kumar. I met Kumar, Muslim. I talked to everyone. I don't want their blood on my hands because I fail to share the gospel, to give a gospel tract, to ask them to come to visit your church. It's fun to do that, ladies. Isn't that fun? And so Kumar, he's so kind. And I said, Kumar, I said, what do you, tell me about your background. He started telling me Muslim. I said, really? I said, you know what I am? He goes, you're a very nice lady. And I said, I'm a born-again believer. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus Christ came to this world. I went through the whole plan of salvation. And I said, we're under the bloodline of Adam because of it, sin. And Jesus is under the bloodline of God. I said, he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, to pay the penalty. He said, whoa, are you a preacher? I said, no, I'm a Christian that's going to heaven. I want everyone who I can to come with me. Isn't that special? He's been witnessed to by many Christians. I wonder if it was any of you. People have given me these, he called them traps, you know. And he said, and I've gotten these before. I've read them. I'm not quite sure. He started asking me some questions. He bowed his head and asked Jesus Christ. Not because of JoJo Moffat. The seed's been planted. I wonder if it was some of you. Do we care about people? Do we really care? I care about my family. Do you? I don't want my children. I don't want my husband. I don't want the in-laws, the cousins, the aunts, the uncles, the neighbors. All the neighbors around us have trusted Christ, all of them now. And they just watch you. See, when I'm a bus captain. Every week I had Noah's Ark, and then I had Goliath Sunday, and I am the costumes. My neighbor, who's Roman Catholic, there, he's a doctor, and his wife next door, she said, I got up every morning. I just was waiting on Sunday mornings to see what animal you were going to be when you go to church, you know. But they watch you. They've come to visit. When they are in crisis, guess who they called? John and Frosomirnakas, full-blooded Greeks. The mother has the exact same kidney disease I have, his mother. Went to the hospital visit. Froso interpreted the gospel to the mother. And it was just fun. She's watched us, the grandma who's been staying with them. I've been going over and taking little treats to her, things I know she can eat because of having the kidney disease. I go and visit with her. I would sing songs with her. And my husband was able, through the gospel, to share the gospel with her. Froso interpreted the gospel. She got saved. The grandmother got saved. Then Froso got saved. Then John got saved. And the grandmother went to heaven the next week. Wow. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm glad we did that. John really got saved because of my swimming suit. You go, oh, here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. Va, va, boom. It's a dress with bloomers underneath it. It's an all-purpose dress. I can wear it to the grocery store. I can wear it to church. And John saw me sitting on the edge of our pool. We put a pool in like 30-some years ago. Put it on what you call an equity loan. Took us 20 years to pay it off. 20 by 40 foot, 10 foot depth, 2 diving boards, water slide, and a shallow end. We use it for the Lord all the time. We have the boys come from the bus route. Then we have the girls come a different time. I mean, we use it. Families come and use the pool. John one day saw me sitting on the edge of the pool, just sitting there, just splashing my legs, you know, my feet in the water, and just kind of thinking the end of the day. I think we're going to church, and they were eating, and I do things like this a lot. And just thinking, and I try to think, maybe it doesn't seem that way, but I really do. And just thinking about, and John said, Jojo, real strong accent. I'm not making fun, that's how they talk. Jojo, Billy, Annie, that's how they talk to their children, Billy and Annie. And he said, Jojo, I just saw you at the grocery store. Is that a swim something? I said, it's a swim dress. He goes, oh, you people are different. I said, John, it's an all-purpose dress. I don't waste money. He got saved just a couple weeks after that. It's the same John that's staring there, staring. Our fence now is higher because we put a new fence up. It's like, it's high, but it's we're all modest. If anyone gets, they're sick. Seeing me in a dress. You know what I mean? But anyway, and so I'm over there standing, nylons, heels, all dressed up, all dressed up. My family's looking at the window, out of the window, right here. I was done getting everything ready for them. I wasn't eating or something. And I said, why are you, it's a warm night. I said, why are you all here? I'll let you all eat, and I'm just going to go skim the pool with the, you know, the net with the fleece drop. I'm always singing. Do-do-do-do-do-do. I'm singing, John. Hi, John. Hi, George. What are you doing? I said, oh, just skimming the pool. I'm just paying attention to John. I stepped a little bit too close to the edge. I fell in head first, totally dressed for church, and I went under, and I thought of staying because I thought, if I die, it's not going to be as embarrassing because it'll be all over, you know? And so I thought, no, I probably should get up. The family's watching me. This is not a proper thing to do and let my mother die right where they're watching her, and it'd be hard to explain. And so I came up, and I just kind of, you know, like nothing. The shallow end. I just walked up the concrete stairs, and I thought, don't look back, JoJo. Maybe he didn't notice. And he said, JoJo. I said, yes, John. What were you doing? I said, it's a rather warm night, John. I thought it cooled down a little bit before church. My kids were hysterical when I walked in. I said, don't say a word. You won't eat for a week. You know? But that's soul winning. Use every opportunity you can for soul winning. I jotted down a few things. Be a giver, not just a taker. Be a giver, not just, we've taken in soul winning. We've taken the gospel. We made a decision for Christ, or have you? Do you know 100% sure beyond a shadow of a doubt you're going to heaven? Boy, I want you to go. I want you to go. Maria, I didn't forget the story. When Maria told her about the Lord, she said, I'm going to read that track. I said, it's a track, Maria. It's a T-R-A-C-T. I think that's how you spell it. Yes. And now she said, oh, I'm going to read it. I am, JoJo. I am. And then she didn't have time. I went the next week. She said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. The next week, she had pneumonia. Very ill. She wasn't there for a few weeks. And all I'm doing is, oh, God above, please, I hope she read that track. I love to deal with them, but you can't when you're checking out. There's people behind you. So she came back. Oh, I was so excited. She hugs me. She says, you know your picture, the picture on the back of the track? She said, I have this by my computer so I can pray for you every day, you and your husband. I said, oh, Maria. She said, JoJo, I said that prayer. I read it, went through it. I know I'm a sinner. I mean, she said, I read it many times. I said that prayer, and I meant it from the bottom of my heart. JoJo, I'm going to heaven. You and I are going together. I went, eh. I thought, does she have a gun? Is this it? You know? But that really happened. That's just recently. Soul winning. Soul winning. Use every opportunity you can. But the next week I came in, my shoe, these very shoes I have on, they're called Clark shoes. They're made well. It's the only kind of shoe I can really wear right now. And my bottom, the outside of my shoe, you probably wouldn't have this happen to you, but these things do happen to me. They're probably more common than you know. We just don't hear about it. And I was walking, and my heel, not the heel, the edge of my shoe, the edge, got stuck in the wheel. That I'm ready, and I tried to move, and when I did, it flipped me forward. I landed on this hip that I had replaced, and I couldn't move. All of a sudden, a girl who would rather not have attention has more attention than she needs. The manager, the assistant manager, the lady in the floor department, Maria's, and I'm going, oh. And so the manager says, oh, we'll call an ambulance. No, no, just act like nothing's going on. And, you know, people are coming with a chair and everything else. He goes, here we have paperwork. You fill it out. I said, sir, I don't sue people. What? You're different. I said, that's what I've been told. And I still, and by the way, if I had sued, it would have been a big one. Because when I fell, they checked this side in July. This is just a few months ago, but they didn't check this eye. My hamstring's totally torn in half. That's why I'm having difficulty walking. And the muscle going directly into the hip is ripped. So now I'm facing the other hip being replaced. Bionic woman. That's what my doctor said. So I'm scheduled to have this knee done May 13. And because of high-risk surgery I am with many complications, they're trying to hold. I know this isn't going to heal. So I apologize. I can't walk up. I wanted to come up and cheer for you, but I was cheering from there because I thought, eh. And then I'm sitting here thinking, how am I going to get up here? I'll go around this way. There's stairs there. If they had a lift, do you have a pulley or something that could lift people like me? You do? Did you see me go, yeah, bam, boom, you know. You're all pointing at it. What are you pointing at? Why do I say things like that? And it happens. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Get involved, and then don't quit. You know, ladies, it's the Holy Spirit filling us, using us, speaking through us. It's not us. I said I prayed this morning, I prayed yesterday. Don't you want to be used? I mean, used by the Lord, not the devil. The Lord knew what I was speaking about tonight, but so did the devil. This week he has struck at me like I cannot tell you. Cannot tell you. I mean, today I was hardly able, and the ladies were in that session. I don't talk about stuff like this, but I'm just trying to show you. Remember when I taught that last class at 10:45? I couldn't get down. I couldn't walk. Everything locked up on me and froze on me. And I thought, oh, Lord, please let me speak. Please let me speak. And I could see the devil like, ha, 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 you're not even going to speak. You made it, huh? You made it. You're not speaking. I said, want to wait and see? Lord, help me. Help me. I laid down. I tried to keep my legs elevated. It's not pity, please. And I think you know me. I'm not that way. But I am to keep on keeping on. I beg you to join me. Let's be used of God till he takes us home. He'll use you, whatever personality you are, quiet, outgoing, timid, shy, whatever you are. Ask God to use you. As I prayed this morning's prayer, dear Lord, please, who would you help if you were here? Isn't that a good prayer? Brother Hiles taught me that one. You probably heard him say it. Lord, if you were here, who would you help? You're not in form, body form, but I'm here. Please use me. I'm glad I didn't miss Richard. I'm glad I didn't miss the little Ukraine lady. I'm so glad I didn't meet, I didn't want to say Pablo. His name is not Pablo. Kumar. The ladies knew the name. They never know him, but they told me his name because it was an Indian name. They're going like, whoo, whoo, whoo. No, not that kind of an Indian. An Indian like from India. And I love the Indian people. But I just jotted down some things here. I just thought I'd share with you. Hope you don't mind. But here, Galatians 6:9. Let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall we should not, hold on, let me start over. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I don't, Loretta, stop it. Why are you in front of me? I teach speech at the college, I really do. I am the speech teacher. Yeah, oh, well. Should we start? I'm really not that tired yet. Okay. Yesterday, I was speaking, like tonight. Okay, right now. What time is it? 2 hours later. Where are you guys right now? 20 to 8? It's 10 o'clock. I am in bed, you know. And trying to, and my precious husband. Oh, can you bring that picture out? I want to show him my husband. Because part of the week. This is last week's picture. 59 years last Thursday. I wanted to show you that picture. I'm sorry if you can't see because of my head. I love Roy Moffitt. I'm showing him. He is the greatest, most productive soul winner at First Baptist Church of Hammond, Indiana. Last week, I think he won 7 to Christ. He goes out. He's our care pastor. He goes 24/7 every day. 16 years ago, my husband was diagnosed with very serious cancer, prostate, that appeared to have gone to the colon. They fitted him for a stoma, actually tattoos to take out the colon. Our family was called in. They did 4 surgeries, 2 in our area. By mistake, we removed the sphincter, which controls body control. He no longer has it. I can't even explain what that man went through. I cannot explain. Having a hospital bed and so sick. And having things happen all night long and changing, and he was so embarrassed about it. I said, honey, it's okay. I'm glad to do it. Well, get a new mattress. Who cares? You know, I don't worry about it. Please don't worry about it. That's my husband. Still a productive soul winning. I'm sure he's soul winning tonight. Not this late. But he would be out soul winning. I know him. I know him. I wanted you to see him. Because he's part of this week. He had the valve put in 16 years ago. A week ago tomorrow, the valve broke. And his body is stopping, shutting down. I can't explain what he's going through right now. He called Mayo Clinic. Dr. Elliott is one that did it, a very intricate surgery, a very involved surgery, a very painful surgery. And Dr. Elliott did. Guess what? Dr. Elliott's still there. Guess what? Took him as an emergency. I'm flying in tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. I'll be home about 11, and I'm going to actually throw my clothes into the washer. I don't have a lot of extra clothes. I'll throw my clothes into the washer. I'll have my bus route covered in the morning. I'll go to our adult Sunday school class that he teaches. He goes on the platform. He's a part of the team that always, he's been on the staff there 48 years. I know him. Consistent. He'll have his what do you call them? The people that you win to Christ? What do you call them? Converts, big word. They'll be in Sunday school. He'll have a convert there. He'll go and baptize. We get in the car and drive straight through to Mayo Clinic with me driving most of the way with the bad leg. We'll be there and Monday morning at 9:30, I wish you'd pray for him. Because this can determine not just that, they're going to have to put a new valve in, obviously, but his cancer count's been going up slowly. And if it goes up again, which will be Monday, he will be sent to PET scan to see where the cancer has spread. This has all happened this week because I'm speaking on soul winning, I really believe. The devil just darting us, hitting us in the face, topping me, and I said, smutty face, move over. And I start witnessing everybody I can, witness to everybody, join me. I'm going to be gone, maybe days, months, I don't know. But I'd sure like to have a lot of little JoJo Moffats that had the same heartbeat. You say, I don't ever want to be like you. I have a fun life. I mean, things do. Every now and then, something happens. Like, I've told you this story. I mean, have you ever been to a tournament and you're losing? And then you go ahead and you're at one point from winning the entire championship and our son is the co-captain? I don't sit there and go, oh, yay. Wow, wow. We're one point down, which means we win or lose the tournament. Oh. How's your day going? Are you kidding me? I was up on the chair collecting money, and my husband's on the other chair. And by one, they threw the ball, timeout, threw the ball across. One of the boys, they just brought up. He's like probably about 6'5", 6'6". They brought him in. He's kind of like not quite coordinated with his body yet. And I went, don't say anything, JoJo. Two words to yourself. Shut up. Fake a smile. And the kid, they threw the ball across. The buzzer is now going to go off as the bell is in the air. The kid grabs the ball, and it goes in. Oh, we won by one point. Oh, so what? Are you kidding me? My husband and I thought, took off running down the court. And I grabbed my husband as tight as I could, and I hugged his neck. And it wasn't my husband. I was so shaken. I didn't know who it was. Oh, this is real nice. The college kids don't touch the boys and girls. You know, we try to teach them right and not. Yeah. And here, there were three of them standing, the college boys. They had just unloaded two busloads of our kids before the game started. They're up, Mrs. Moffitt! The girls. And all of a sudden, and then my husband appears. I said, where were you? He said, I was right here. I said, oh, no, you weren't. If you had been here, I would have hugged that man. You hug what man? Don't show emotion. And then three boys, they said, Mrs. Moffitt, we saw what happened. I went, oh, when you don't want to be heard, you mumble. Did you just see what happened? They said, oh, we saw. Everyone saw it. Thank you. I'll sign my resignation tonight. Email it to the college. Just act like I worked there a couple years. 49 right now. And I'll never forget it. I said, Roy, I am so sorry. I don't usually go hugging men. I really don't. And I would tell you if I did. I did tell you I did. I'm so sorry. He said, He said, I should have been here. I said, I was running faster this time. And we were just laughing a little bit, kind of. I wasn't really. And all of a sudden, those boys come back. They said, we found him. I said, you found who? He said, we went through the entire downstairs. Did Mrs. Moffat hug you? She hugged a strange man. We're trying to find him. Was it you? Was it you? I said, now I'm going back to Sacred Heart Church. I'm leaving the Baptist Church. I'm going back. Oh, I thought, how do these things happen to me? And then I said, who is it? It's Mr. Alberts, one of the teachers. And I said, where is he? We brought him back. Well, it's not like he's a criminal or a prisoner. Bring the prisoner back, you know? And I said, it was Mr. Alberts Jr., not the teacher, his son. I said, oh, Stevie, what? I had left welts on his neck where I had squeezed him. I went to their church. Brother Swanson? It's Mrs. Treber's brother, right? I don't make up these stories. They happen. He goes to their church. And how do you explain that? How do I explain it to my children? How do I explain it to the world? Every time, Steve, I went to speak at their church for a banquet, and he says, the other kid said, oh, you're the one that put welts on my dad's neck. You know, he has teenagers. I don't know about you, but, you know, witness to everyone. Be soul conscious. I'm not even getting to page one, but time is going to be gone shortly. I asked the Lord to speak through me exactly what he wants me to say. So I can't worry about, I guess, how many minutes, 5 minutes. And I do one story, and you may have heard this one, but I thought it was the epitome of soul winning. Like I said, I try to be soul conscious. I miss people, and then I feel bad. You know, when I knew I was being convicted, it's simple, ladies. Those two tracks you have, would you do me an honor of not wasting that and give them out to two people between now and when you go home? Amen. Just say, hey, we just want to invite you to the church, Hopewell Baptist Church. We're here for a conference. And by the way, inside it tells you I can know for sure you're going to heaven. Take time to read it. I always say, you have nothing to lose but everything to gain. Just invite them. That's all you're doing is inviting them to church. Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't you like to know that possibly someone will have a story about you that you're going to find out in heaven? This lady, she was here. She was dressed like a pirate. And she gave me this gospel trap. And I in turn read it. And I trusted Jesus as my Savior. I don't know who to witness to always. I just say, Lord, show me. You go to McDonald's, give it. If I go into a restaurant, I give double the tip. He goes, oh, you must be a witch. No, not at all. Not at all. But you know, it has First Baptist Church on there. I'm not about to put a penny in. And the bill was 20. I give them double. My husband, I always do that. It is amazing how many times people pay our bill. I said, make sure you put double. No, I don't do that. I don't do that. But this is a story I'll tell. And then I just like you to have your heart open right now. Lord, my family, I have unsaved loved ones. Mom, dad, sisters, brother, neighbors. People you work with, grocery store. I don't know these people. Maria is planning coming to church in 2 weeks for the first time, my friend Maria. Because she knows I'm going to be gone. I told her I'll be gone. We're leaving right after church tomorrow. And then we're going to go see our kids, Lord willing, in Seattle. Again, this all may be scratched. Because what they're going to do to him, he'll have to wear a catheter for 3 weeks. And then they have to reactivate the catheter. It's miserable, is what he's going to go through. And he has the best spirit. You know my husband. Oh, God bless him. God bless him. Is it still up there? I love you, Roy. He's called me, I guess, 5 times since I've been here. I think he likes me. I love him. I love him better every day. I love him better every day. So I want to live more so for him. How about you? I want to give out tracts. I want to witness to people. If you don't know how to do it, join a group at your church. If not, just give out tracts for right now. And then invite them to come to church. Take them home with you. You know, and if you only knew the people I brought home, you'd get tickled. I'm from a gang. I said, oh, me too, the Moffat gang. Come on in. You know, and I said, bring them home. And we do this. But one day I was coming home from a meeting just like this. I love this story because it's the epitome of what I want to be more so. I'm in the car, and not in the car, I'm on the plane, and I'm coming from Mississippi. I can't think of the church there. You'd know them. But I was coming from their church, and I've been there a few times. And we always... Keep trying. If you try real well, I'll give you a prize. Do you have anything for you? Do you have anything for in a week? Can you give her a surprise? In the room there, we have treats. We'll have treats. We'll get one of the Rage treats and give it to you as his prize from me to you. It'll all work out. And so anyway, my husband and I have codes. We have right now little things we do. When I'm ready to arrive, I always put it into airplane mode. You know what I'm saying? And then as soon as we land, they said you can turn on your, you know, whatever you call your, what do you call them? These are big words. Your devices, your electronic devices, right? Be careful who you send messages to in Texas. Text messages. I have the names with the people who I'm supposed to send the text message to. My daughter's on her way to Florida. Remember what I'm saying about that airplane, because I'm going to finish. I have people to code me. And then and Joy's on her way to, I'm sorry, but I have to admit, Loretta, all the weakness she admitted, I can admit a few, you know. I love Mickey Mouse. I'm sorry, but I really like. I think Mickey Mouse is real. Don't tell me different. My charge card, not your, you know, your credit card, charge card from Chase Bank. Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse. It's just cute, you know. And so the things I do are nuts when I think about it. But anyway, I forgot what I was going to say on that because I'm worried about selling the other one. Catherine, where are you? You knew where I was. Text. Catherine, where are you? She got it. And so. Huh? Yeah. So it said, Pastor Wilkerson, Linda Wilkerson, Joy. Joy submitted the message. Mom, we are just about to arrive in Florida. You're not going to believe we've got free tickets to Disney World. I know it's changed. This is a few years ago. And I said, Disney World? She says, Mom, free tickets. I'm not there. I got so excited. I said, oh, you're going to my favorite place? If you see Mickey, give him a hug for me. Would you do it? And give him a hug for me. Have a great day. It was Pastor Wilkerson. That wouldn't have been the worst, but I've written 3 books, and his son Judson, who's now a senior, no, he's a freshman at our college. This is so funny. That morning he saw one of the books. I gave all the kids in Joy's class a copy of my book for reading time. And wrote a personal note to encourage him to stay with the Lord. Don't turn your back, you know, be faithful and that kind of thing to each one. And they still have those books. So many of them say, I still have your book and what you wrote, your challenge. Oh, it was so exciting. So he said that morning, Brother Wilkerson saw it sitting on the kitchen table. His son, who's in Joy's class, who was teaching second grade, and he started reading these stories. He said, this girl, she is a character. He went to a prayer meeting. He said, Roy, your wife. He goes, Tony, what did she do to you? Did she do something to your family? You know? He said, she's a character. He said, you should live with her. You don't need entertainment. I live with this woman, you know. To make a long story short, I sent that to him. And see, you girls know this stuff. I don't know this LOL and all that stuff. I went, ha, ha. And before I even did it, he sent back a message. I did have a great day today, but I couldn't hug Mickey because I didn't see him. Landing at the airport. Codes. I always text Roy, or I'll call him and let him know we're landing, and then I call him because he knows we're in. Then if I'm, like I do have a bag, normally I take a carry-on bag, but this is a longer one, so I have the big suitcase, plus I always bring presents, so I have half the suitcase, which I love doing for the family. So I thought, and now I'm walking out. But when I called, or to call him, he didn't answer. And then there was a message. And that time, do you remember when they'd blink a little light? They would blink a little light, a color light. And it was Justin, our son. He says, Mom, this is Justin. And I'm listening to the message. He said, I'm on my way to get you, but I don't know what airport you're at. And I thought, what is going on? What happened is my husband was on his way to get me and going down right by the Sears Tower, the Willis Tower, it has many different names, the Sears Tower. A lady cut my husband off. She was in the inner lane. My husband's right here by the passing to get the exit. She cut in front of him. My husband's car hit her. He flipped over, skidding upside down, hearing that metal on the Dan Ryan with big semi-trucks. He was just waiting to hit the wall and explode. I'll never forget it. And my heart just sank because my husband, they didn't know if my husband was alive or not. The jaws of life were on their way to open the car up. And this is the message I get. I said, Justin, what's happened? He said, we don't know, Mom. I just got a message from the ambulance. I'm supposed to get you. He says, Mom, I said, he says, I'm coming to get you. I said, no, Justin, I'll take a bus. Do you know how much it costs a cab from O'Hare? And he said, I'll tell his mom, you don't have money? And he said, I'll pay for it. Get in a cab. I said, you don't have money? He said, yes, I do. And when you go through shock, that's exactly what happens. You're like in a cushion. Have you ever had something hit you in an emergency and you're frozen? That's where I was. He said, follow the colored lines. It'll show you. I'll take you right out to the cab. Oh, I can't explain to you how I felt about that man. God bless you. That was okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure if it was a sneeze or not. So it was a half God bless you if it was a sneeze. No, if it was a cough. It was a sneeze? God bless you. I'm not sure. God, you know. Honor her. And so anyway, I thought, oh, wow. I get in the cab with this man, and he says, I said, sir, and I was shaken. You know, and I couldn't think even like what to say. I was frozen. I said, sir, I need to get to Northwestern Hospital, downtown Chicago. He said, what's up? I said, my husband's been in a serious accident. He said, on the Dan Ryan? I said, yes, sir. He said, they don't know if it's a fatality or not yet. I said, that's my husband. And I broke. And I just started crying. And I prayed out loud. I said, God, you know Roy Moffitt. I beg you to spare his life. But God, if you're going to take him or you've already taken him, please, Lord, let us use this to help other people. Maybe this cab driver himself needs to be witnessed to. Maybe he'll be saved. I don't know, God. But please, if you would, take care of Roy. Please, if not, please, Lord, use this situation. Don't let me miss what I'm to learn from all this. Soul winning. I'll never forget it. The man said, what did you pray? I said, pray me. I was supposed to talk to you, sir. He says, my wife died last week. I own this cab company. I don't drive it. I'm just trying to be busy right now with my life. He said, my wife just passed away. Why do I ask things like this? But I did. I said, how did she die? He said, I killed my wife. I'm now in the car with a murderer. And I'm trying to appear. I said, you murdered your wife? He said, I'm trying to act like, we're just in conversation. How was your lunch? You know. And I said, you killed your wife? He said, yes. She took all this medicine. And I said, wait, do you put the medicine in the vials? He says, no, I have a visiting nurse that does this. I said, you didn't kill your wife. Your wife was taking what she was supposed to take. He said, my wife believed just like you, but I don't believe that way. I said, wouldn't you like to see her again? I sure would. I said, I could tell you how. That man, for many minutes, bowed his head. And I said, no, we don't need to bow your head. Drive. And this is a true story, as the other stories I've told you. Really. And that man asked Jesus Christ to save him, sobbing. And he says, I'll see her again. I said, you will see her again. We pulled up to the hospital. I called Justin. He came out. The man's sobbing. I'm crying. And my son says, what did you do to him? I said, it's a long story. He killed his wife last week, and he just got saved. And I was trying to paraphrase everything. And she's gone, but now he's going to heaven to see her, but he didn't really kill her. He said, and the man's like, this is all true. I know. And I go in there, and there's my husband in the trauma unit, one nick on his head. The car was total, but listen to this. He bought the car that was on a lot for 2 years because it was a stick shift. They gave him full price when they gave the money for the wreck. He got full price to buy a car and pay mine off. And I'm not joking. We started witnessing in that trauma unit one after another because we're in there. But the funniest thing was he's in charge of a lot of the ladies' ministries and the soul winning ministries. He had this big thing of makeup to give away as a prize for the ladies for soul winning. It was in the back seat. It was totaled. When his car was upside down, he literally had to detach his bag and, you know, not the bag, the belt by his belt and he had to crawl out of there. And then he realized the change was in there. He's crawling back in the car to get the change to put in his pocket as the paramedics are saying, sir, sir, there are trucks coming. Sir, it's not worth your life. You almost died once. Now you're going to be doing it again. How do you die twice? And, all this saying, this is true. He gets there. That makeup thing. What did they save? The big makeup container. the paramedic said, sir, can I ask you about this makeup? He said, oh, no, 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 I don't wear makeup. This is from a ladies group. Goes, oh, okay, sir. When they left to go, they took him to the hospital and took someone to go get someone else. They came back and I met them. All he lost was his shirt. He had his t-shirt on. He lost it. They had to cut it off. But the thing was so sweet about those paramedics came back in and they said, you're his wife? I said, yes, I am. We joke around a little bit. Have you noticed? I see humor every now and then. And the paramedic said, ma'am, can you explain something? I said, sure. What is it? He said, in the back seat of that car, he had this huge thing of makeup. And they looked under the gurney. They still had it under the gurney where he was, you know, resting on the bed. And Justin goes, is that it right there? He said, can you explain it? I said, I'd beg him not to wear it. I beg him. We're all laughing. A lady they took out of the trauma unit, and you can't go in there, right? But Roy could. He won her to Christ. I won two people to Christ. He won a nurse. A doctor got saved. I'm not joking. They said, the one lady that came out, she said, I've never seen such happy people in a unit like this. And we just, you know what, ladies? We miss opportunities. God has them for you. Isn't it exciting? Wouldn't you like to know that you yourself were able to witness to someone or give a gospel tract and they would come to church and they would hear the gospel and they would actually believe and trust Jesus Christ as their Savior and they're going to die and go to heaven because of you giving the gospel. Don't you want to be a tool? Let's say, put our hearts on fire, Lord. Set our hearts on fire. Be a servant for the Lord. And that's what I thought. My whole thing I was teaching, put together, has not even been touched. But I prayed, Lord, let me say just what you want me to say. Nothing else. Please, Lord. And by the way, do you know 100% sure you're on your way to heaven? Last night, I think there were two ladies that got saved. Let's bow our heads, would you? Have your heart open and listen right now, please. Would you? My heart's open because I need to grow and I need to learn. Do you know 100% for sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, you're going to heaven? Boy, don't lose it. Don't lose that opportunity and that chance to actually trust Jesus Christ. If you don't know 100% for sure that you're going to heaven, listen carefully. Nobody looking, please. All you need to know is you're a sinner. I love just simple John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus came to this world sinless, sinless, perfect. He's the bloodline of God. We're the bloodline of Adam. Sin passed upon us because of Adam. But it didn't stop there. We're doomed for hell. But Jesus Christ came to this world sinless, perfect. He died on Calvary for you and me and simply offers a gift. So whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's us. If you don't know 100% for sure, beyond a shadow of doubt, that you're on your way to heaven, could you right now just listen and open your heart? It's a simple prayer of faith. You know you're a sinner. You know there's a penalty for sin, which is death or hell. Jesus came to this world, sinless, perfect. He shed his blood on Calvary. He paid our price and our remission of sin by dying on Calvary. Can you imagine? For God to so love us, he sent his only son, Jesus, to die on Calvary for you and me. And he just simply gives you a gift, offers it to you. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. I'd sure like to see you all again. If you don't know for sure, wouldn't you rather be 100% for sure and not remember what you were told you did, but you remember what you did? Could you say this prayer right now and say it to the Lord and mean it to the best of your ability? Dear Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know the penalty for sin is death or hell. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to this world and dying on Calvary, on the cross for me. Thank you for shedding your blood in remission of my sin. Lord, forgive me of all my sin. Please, please forgive me of all my sin. And the best I know how, I'm right now asking you, Jesus, to take away all my sin, forgive my sin. And Lord, I'm today asking you to be my personal Savior and to take me to heaven when I die. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me tonight. Heads bowed, no one looking, and I will not approach you. I'm a visitor myself. If you just said that and you want to be sure that you got saved, hey, what do you have to lose? But what do you have to gain? If you just said that prayer and you meant it, would you quickly raise your hand high to the sky and say, Jojo, I just asked Jesus to save me. Is there anybody? I just asked Jesus to save me and to be my ticket to heaven. Again, I won't approach you. Anybody, God bless you, ma'am. God bless you. God bless you. You may put your hand. Anybody else that just would say, JoJo, as best as I know how, I want to be sure. I want to be sure. Maybe you had doubts about it. Would you raise your hand right now and testify saying, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed, am I? Me? No. Anybody else will raise their hand. By the way, ma'am, in saying that, I wish somebody could help you, and I wish you could see someone come to me, talk to someone there to make sure you understand clearly. If someone right near you, brought you, could talk with you, we want to help you. That's what we want to do. You may not go with me, but I want to see you again. I want to see you again. Thank you, Lord, so much for this wonderful time. Thank you, Lord, for saving that young lady tonight. Lord, I pray so much. And may I just say this with heads bowed, but think through it, right?